This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome into another hour of conversation. This is the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen. I love it when the ladies walk into the virtual room that we have here, because it does sound like we're all in the same room, even though we are not. We're thousands of miles apart. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Victoria's in New Jersey. Jay's down in Nashville. I'm on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, but yet it feels, because we all feel so good when we're together, it feels like we are physically together. So I guess we could have a chorus of hallelujah for that and then move on to the other items of the day that are of interest and import. The Secretary of Defense, Jennifer Lloyd Austin, and the Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, Winken, and Nod, have gone on trips to shore up support among allies in the Arab Gulf. So what are they saying? This is obviously about Afghanistan. They went on separate planes because I guess there's not enough room for the two of them in one plane.
Well, I'm sure it has a lot to do with security.
Yeah, right. All right,
and
so anyway, what are they doing?
Imagine that they flew a lot with the press because, remember, they're trying to repair the messaging, they're trying to repair what happened. So I think that they probably are taking a lot of media with them. They are expected to visit the Gulf and to talk about the post-war stuff that's going to happen. And they also want to reassure our allies, our Arab allies, that the United States is here, we're ready to play. Remember, there was a lot of anxiety about President Trump sitting in the White House, and when President Biden came in, he said, I'm going to be the one who is going to work with our allies, and a lot of them felt, including our closest allies, like in the UK, like a slap in the face when they were not privy to the plans of the Biden administration. And so they're on this kind of apology tour now to try to let people know that we can be trusted again. It's going to be interesting to see if he's going to ever, Lloyd Austin now I'm talking about, if he's ever going to testify before the House Armed Services Committee. He was ordered by that committee to submit his plan on Afghanistan and the evacuations. And, who knows if they're going to stonewall or if they're going to deliver on that. There are a lot of people from both sides of the aisle who are calling on an accounting of what happened. How much equipment does the Taliban have? How did we decide to leave the way we did? Kind of give like a insight into what the conversations were. And people are wanting to see this in the House of Representatives. And it's not just Republicans now. It's Democrats as well, because they lead the House that are calling for this kind of testimony.
Right. So what's going on here with the rally that's planned in Washington with the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers? Why another rally?
To protest the first people who got busted for the first protest?
Well, and in some ways they're right. There are people who were arrested at the so-called insurrection that are still in jail that have not been given a right to trial.
Why?
And exactly. Why? Why are they still in jail is the question. And if this happened to some of the other protesters from the summer, again, it's just about treating people the same. You know, whether it's someone who protested during the summer or someone who protested at the Capitol, equal treatment would be, I think, fantastic for most of us, that we could, something we could agree on. And it's just not happening. So people have been socked away for months without even getting a hearing date. And so there are a lot of people who are saying that's not right.
Isn't that against the law?
It's unconstitutional, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of people wait for a long, long time to get
a
trial.
How is that
justice? But that's the slow wheels of justice. But also, you know, Jen's right, and I do agree with this, that everybody needs to be treated equally. You know, what really annoyed a lot of people was that fake shaman guy and his all-organic diet that he was given in jail. There are numerous cases of no clean drinking water for black prisoners awaiting their trials.
Now, I mean, I don't even know if he got the organic diet, but the fact that his mother came out and was asking for it, I think is ridiculous. I had a friend who challenged the, I think I told you about him. He's a congressman, former congressman, who challenged Lois Lerner at the IRS.
Yeah.
Well, let me just, I'll finish. Right, and he challenged Lois Lerner and the Obama administration and then was sent to jail for some crazy campaign financing. They actually had him on a target list. So he goes into jail. He's diabetic, and all they will feed him is Wonder Bread sandwiches. That's it. And they put him in solitary confinement for basically what they say is a blue-collar crime, which he says he never even committed. So why? I mean, what? Again, it's all about just being equal. That's it.
I want Pepperidge Farm bread, please, not Wonder Bread. Wonder Bread.
Well, you know, when you're diabetic, that's a rough diet.
Right. Yeah, it is. Okay, so under the circumstances, if you are accused of things, I get it, but if you're found not guilty and you've been sitting around in jail, what's the recompense here? Let's say I know.
Nothing. If you're innocent,
people,
then nothing. But if you're guilty, you get time served. You get a credit for it.
All right. So I have a lady that works for me on the farm, whose son was accused of beating up his girlfriend, and in fact, it looks like it was the other way around, and the investigators are finding that out. He was arrested 6 months ago. He's still in jail, hasn't had a hearing, he has a lawyer.
Yeah, it's not just the, yeah, I know. It's
so
just,
how
it happens
that,
a lot.
Did, oh, well, and I don't
and
think
the
kid's got
to.
A lot of problems, but I don't think he did what he's accused of by any stretch of the imagination. And
was
so,
he not eligible for bail, I wonder? See, a lot of these guys can't even post bail. That's one of the things. Yeah.
I think that's part of the problem. Well, because the bail was very steep because of the charges against him. And so, but I don't. So let's say he found, or any of these people are found not guilty. What's their recourse?
I know.
If they've sat in jail for 6 months.
But how many innocent people have sat on death row for 30 years?
Yeah.
What's their recompense?
What's their recourse? Right.
I'm sorry, but I have no sympathy. You know, my sympathy goes towards the people who have been wrongfully accused and have been sitting for 30-something years in the justice system, not, you know, some whiny people
system.
Have been there.
Okay,
right. The wrong
but again,
name.
It's all about, but it's all
not
about
justice.
Consistency. There are a lot of people who have been picked up in this who were just protesting, who didn't even set foot in the Capitol. I mean, I've told you stories of people I know with the FBI coming to their house and taking Trump stickers out of their house. That's part of the problem with all this, is that it's like, okay, you're going to take a Trump sticker from me? Ooh, scary. You know, I mean, what are you doing with that? Because I attended a rally, you're going to now start focusing on me? I mean, this is where we have to be very consistent. Your friend, Doug, should not be sitting there without an opportunity for bail. I don't know the situations of that particular case, but whoever this is, you know, deserves to have at least the opportunity to post bail, at least the opportunity to get a hearing, at least know what they're being charged with. There are a lot of people who are just sitting there right now. And it's whether it's the people who are at the Capitol or the people who are having the
same
situation.
Do you know how many people are sitting
friends?
At Rikers Island because they can't make a $100 bail payment?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
and they've been sitting there forever.
It's problem
a traffic
forever.
Violation.
I
know.
It's so messed
I guess,
up.
Yeah, it is.
What a mess. All right, speaking of law and order, This fellow who killed the four people in Florida didn't know who he was killing, and the reasons don't seem to be clear. Brian Riley is his name.
He was on
he
meth,
ran into
he?
A couple of... Say again?
Yeah.
I think he was on meth.
He said God was talking to him, telling him to contact somebody that the daughter in the house named... I forget what the name was, but
the 11-year-old?
Nobody in the house lived there with that name, that she was going to commit suicide, and it was up to him to save her.
And then he ended up shooting everybody. That doesn't, yeah, I know. It's a very weird story. And then essentially he says he just wants to be, he said, quote, I'm a sick guy. I want to confess to all of it and be sent to jail. Okay. Well, there's an 11-year-old fighting for her life and the rest of the family
wiped
out. That's
chair.
Including the dog.
Goes to the gas chamber or the hangman's noose or the firing squad or something after this. Unless it's proven that he was insane or on whatever it was, and then you go after, you figure out why he has a gun.
Can I just ask a question, it's a little bit kind of funny, but, like, his fiance came out and said he had been acting weird, you know, in the few days leading up to this. Why do all these crazy crackpot guys always have a fiance? They always have a girlfriend, or they always have some sort of a fiance. The guy who shot up all of Vegas, that country festival, you know, his fiance or whatever. There's always
her.
A fiance somewhere.
Well, I feel
who
like
wants to get engaged to a guy who is
smuggling money to him?
But, like, who wants to be engaged to a guy like this? Like, it doesn't even, I don't know. Ladies, have higher standards, please. Okay, continue.
Here we go. No, I just think that figuring this stuff out is difficult, frankly. 16 past the hour, the Taliban up next here on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Coming up on 18 after the hour on the DJV program with Jen, Victoria, Jay, Doug, the situation with the Taliban. Apparently, not that this is a big surprise, women's protections have vanished in Afghanistan. There was a protest, a peaceful protest in support of these rights, which the Taliban went in and shot it up to make sure that there were no witnesses left or whatever. I don't know what they did with them all, but that the protest didn't last. I thought it was interesting that they
also have
courage.
Hostages. Yeah, that they tried to do something, but they also have hostages now, and this is the
women
is the
hostages.
Problem. Not just women hostages, American hostages. There were planes that were trying to leave with Americans, and now the Taliban are holding them back, and they don't know if we're
those planes were Afghans
money.
Though, because I've been following that, and they're Afghans who hadn't had their papers processed.
No,
they were
no stuff, and, yeah.
Well, they were American citizens and green card holders from other countries, and according to CBS News, they're still being held in quotes hostage from leaving the country by the Taliban. These are, I guess, there's someone who they have as an anonymous source claimed that the Taliban is not giving permission for any planes to leave Mazar-i-Sharif, which is that airstrip I talked about where the American planes are being turned around by the State Department, even though they have permission to land in Doha. So they're being held at that airport now instead of, this is outside of Kabul.
For one reason, wouldn't you think they'd want to just get rid of anybody who doesn't want to live by their law?
But they don't, because now they're worth money. They're worth money.
How do you mean worth money?
They're going to hold them hostage from the American government. They're going to say, hey, we'll give you these people
the Americans.
Back.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the Afghanistanis who want out. Why would
they
want to
kill? Because they want to kill those people.
Well, let's just let them go.
They're turncoats.
They don't want to be there. Oh, so kill them first, then do something with them. Hey. All right. Well, that reminds me of I was watching an episode of Yellowstone last night, and the blonde daughter has a boyfriend who works on the ranch, and he loves her. And he wanted to give her a wedding. He wanted to give her an engagement ring. So he had his mother's body exhumed so he could take the ring off of her finger.
Ugh, that's a hard pass.
No thanks. So much.
Oh, my God.
Why didn't she hit Zales there, sir?
Really? Right. Or K Jewelers. 21 after the hour.
Hi. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three half the hour now, trending time on the DJV program. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show. Why don't I, well, Jay, you can do that. I don't have to be the big announcer.
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, DJV Show, and you can hit us up on the website, DJVShow.com.
What were we talking about after the last episode? Now, when it came into my mind and went out of my mind, somebody we were going to talk about.
Stanley Tucci.
Ah, right. And he has a cancer on his tongue. That apparently he's been treated for 3 years, and he can't. It's so big they can't take it off.
No. He's overcome it. So he revealed that he finally battled the cancer 3 years ago. It was at the base of his tongue and too big to operate on, so they did high doses of radiation and chemo to remove it.
What are you saying under your breath, Victoria?
I'm just wondering, like, how you got to. They can't remove it. It's so large on his tongue, and Jay's like, no, he already overcame it.
Well, but he didn't know. They didn't remove it, did they, Jay?
They couldn't remove it by operation, but high doses of radiation and chemo removed it.
Okay,
and so he is cancer free. And now he had lost his
feeling
wife.
Great. I was going to say, how does he taste all that amazing Italian food on his travel show?
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
Right.
He's delightful, though. I love him.
Well, yeah, he lost his first wife, Kate Tucci, to breast cancer in 2009. They share 3 kids and then 2 kids from Kate's previous marriage. And so this was a big ordeal, especially for the kids that he shares with Kate. And then he has 2 more kids with his current wife, Felicity Blunt, who is Emily Blunt's sister.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's right. He and John Krasinski are brothers-in-law.
Yeah, exactly. They actually met at John and Emily's wedding.
That's a dinner table I'd love to be at.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Definitely.
Where did they meet, Jay?
Emily Blunt's and John Krasinski's wedding.
There we go.
Hmm. Okay. Wedding day. So I want to go back for just a second and underscore something that I'm sure Victoria will take a shot at me for. But I said to Jay when we were talking about this off the air, there's a British actor whose name I can never remember, but who is comparable in looks to Stanley Tucci. And he usually plays heavy, but he's got a heavy British accent. I think it's hard for him to lose. But if you look at him, you think they're twin brothers. And his name, Jay, is?
Mark Strong.
Right. And so, how did Victoria try to discredit me on this?
No, I didn't. I said this was a very good one, because normally, and Jen, you're here now to back me up, normally you're like, I always get Regina King and Kelly Clarkson mixed up. And you're like, okay, there's no similarity whatsoever. But in this instance, these two look exactly alike, so you were right.
Definitely celebrity doppelgangers.
Wait a minute, Phil. You get a recording of that? In this case, you are correct.
You've really been good today, all day long. You've been really nailing it.
I have been. Okay. Did we talk about Howie Mandel already and his mental
sort of depression? Is there something new?
Well, I don't know. I think I was thinking about it during the course of the last conversation, and sometimes I don't remember whether it's on the air or off the air. But Howie Mandel, I think, is a very likable guy. Apparently, he's got a lot of demons, though, that he hasn't, he's now being honest about it because he's got an HBO, making a few bucks doing an HBO special, right?
Peacock. Yeah, it's streaming on Peacock, which is owned by NBC. But it's been pretty well known that he's a big germaphobe, and it got to a point where he almost lost his marriage because his wife was like, this is getting too much. Like, go get therapy or I'm gone. And so he went and got therapy. And then during the whole shutdown with the pandemic, it was just very isolating. And you take a germaphobe and put a pandemic, that's a lot. And then he's dealing with depression. And he was saying that one silver lining coming from all of this is the newfound awareness that getting help for mental struggles is actually a good thing. It's not something to be ashamed of.
Well, no, and that's something that I'm strongly in favor of. And I've had these conversations on the air many, many times about how having a doctor for your head is the same or is as important as having a doctor for your body. And if you have, everybody's got times in their lives when they have a brain adjustment necessary, just like you have you get a bad cold, so you got a head cold in a manner of speaking. So I'm good for him for coming out and telling the story. 28 after the hour. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that will have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well, machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com, the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The nonprofit The Intercept has produced a trove of documents detailing Dr. Anthony Fauci's deceit to the American people. The documents contradict Fauci's claims that the National Institute of Health did not fund gain-of-function research at China's Wuhan lab. Arkansas Senator Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News.
Well, now it's in his own words and his own emails and the emails of all of his cronies who have been on this gravy train for decades getting your tax dollars and then concealing what it went for. So I, for one, am looking forward to Tony Fauci's next appearance in front of the United States Senate. His appearance after that should be at the federal courthouse down the street.
A 7.0 earthquake has struck southwestern Mexico Tuesday night near Acapulco. The tremor sent residents running into the streets of Mexico City over 230 miles away. About 1.6 million Mexicans have lost power. Scores of aftershocks are rattling the country. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is being accused of lying after newly released documents by The Intercept appear to contradict his claims that the National Institute of Health did not fund a gain-of-function research at China's Wuhan lab. Arkansas Senator Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News says Fauci needs to be held accountable for his lies to the American people.
One of the biggest scandals in Washington in modern times. I mean, it funded a laboratory that in all likelihood is the source of this once-in-a-century pandemic that has upended so many of our lives. Hundreds of thousands of people dead. Many more have been seriously ill. Kids have lost a year, now going on a second year of their education. Weddings have been postponed. Jobs have been lost. Businesses have been closed. And Tony Fauci all along has been lecturing you while hiding the fact that without proper notification to his political superiors in the executive branch funded this reckless, dangerous research in a Chinese communist lab, and then went to great lengths to try to excuse them. I always wondered why early on in the pandemic, Tony Fauci insisted that there's no way this virus could have come from that lab. It's all just obvious common sense. It broke out just blocks away from the lab where they're studying the coronavirus, where the lady in charge is nicknamed the Bat Lady. Yet he always insisted it couldn't be possible. Well, now we know it was to cover his own tracks. It was to conceal what he had done with your tax dollars in incredibly reckless research in a Chinese communist lab.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You have personal problems, you've come to the right place. This is the best example on the radio of people who've overcome all their personal problems. And
I thought you were going to say people who have problems. Like, you're right.
Yeah.
Crazy around here.
Jennifer Horn is crazy. Victoria Keelan, yep, on the edge. Jay Kirshner. What do you mean? That's all right.
Okay.
Listen, we're all... Listen,
okay, don't feel bad. I've already jumped in, so...
Yeah.
The water's right, great exactly. Down here. Just jump.
What's
nice.
Causing yeah. Your problem, Jennifer? Let's have a little shrink time on what? The air. Okay, Jennifer, what's causing your problem?
Oh, God, you need more than 5 minutes. Give me a break. Yeah. Bring me some wine and a couch, and we'll chat.
What's the earliest in the day you've ever had a glass of wine?
The earliest in the day?
Hmm.
I don't know.
Does champagne count for brunch?
Yeah, brunch.
7:34.
Right? Do you mean instead of milk in my Cheerios? No, you make it seem like I drink all the time. I make jokes about my wine consumption,
yeah.
But it's, you know. I don't know. Depending
Victoria
on the vacation.
Actually, truth be told, I think Victoria probably drinks more than you do. I'm going to guess that she does.
We might give each other a run.
I'm not sure about Jay yet.
No, I have half a glass of wine and I'm hungover for 3 days.
Really? That's me too.
Okay, yeah. She's got some work to do. We've got to callus Jay up before we go to Vegas. But no, I would say like if you have a mimosa at brunch, that would probably be the earliest. It's not like I wake up and go, God, you know, it sounds great. Cabernet.
Breakfast wine.
I know. Right. Nobody wants that. Mm-hmm.
Who is it we were talking about the other day who had a problem? Got up every morning and had a beer. That was the
Tim
first
McGraw.
Thing.
Tim McGraw.
Was it McGraw? That's right, too.
Ooh, that sounds so awful.
Yeah, and then he started going to the liquor cabinet, too. At like 7 in the morning. Yeah. 7:34.
Sounds like a bad episode of Yellowstone.
That, like, we all joke, and, you know, I think all of us are being healthy about it, but, like, that's where it's so tragic, you know, when people have, when they get to that point where they wake up and they need something.
I joke about it, self-defense. My mother was that way.
Yeah.
That's what my mother's life was like.
My grandmother, too. Not the one I call Mima, but my mom's mom. Yeah. I mean, she would call us at, like, 6:30 on a Saturday morning, and my mom would just go, ugh, because she just knew it was on.
Well, Doug, you had posed the question for our social media about how does one justify alcohol or drug intake, all of that stuff, and I can't remember the name of the person, but somebody had a really great response that it's justified until you get to the point where it is affecting you or the people you love in your daily lives.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's a good thing to remember. Okay, moving on. There's a Colorado amusement park called Glenwood Caverns. It's basically a park built around the old mines, the old mine shafts. And so some six-year-old girl went into the mine shaft. It's called the Haunted Mine Drop. Right away, I'm not going on this ride. 6 years old.
I've seen this place. I've driven past it.
Yeah, I think I have too, as a matter of fact, yes. So the car that she was in fell off of the cable, plunged 110 feet.
Wait, why is a six-year-old allowed on this ride?
It's like one of those drop thrill rides. That was my first question, too. And everybody in the car fell, and they were stranded. They were trapped in this kind of, like, whole abyss thing, and she was the one that didn't make it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you look at this thing, and you don't want to go into it. It's like an old ramshackle.
There's no way, though, that you drop off of a cliff. There's no way.
Yeah, that's it. Why do people find that bungee jumping out of airplanes? I guess I've asked that before. Why is that stimulating? Why is that something that you want to do? I don't ever understand.
Not to make it all about alcohol, but, like, I'll meet you in the lodge after. Like, that's kind of like, I'll just sit there and have a cocktail and watch you, fall off a cliff. No thanks.
I can feel the adrenaline through watching you.
Yeah.
Why do they call it cocktails?
I don't know. That's a Jen question, maybe. I have no idea.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Glad I asked. Okay.
Sorry.
There's a petition floating around that we all should be interested in. This is something that comes and goes frequently, but we're now, believe it or not, we're almost a year away from the every 2 year elections for members of Congress. So there's a big term limits movement. It's nonpartisan from what I can tell. For Republicans, a way to, I suppose, club with the opposition. For the Democrats, the same thing.
I don't even care who, you know what?
I don't either.
Who cares who came up with this idea? Whoever is behind term limits, I'm in.
91% of Republicans support it, 80% of Democrats, and 81% of independents. Now, that's interesting.
Sounds pretty good.
87% of men are for term limits, 81% of women are for term limits, but they all reach a brick wall because of the considerable political skill behind the scenes to screw up these congressional term limit the questions or the whys and the wherefores. You know, the people who want it say it'll bring fresh blood to elected offices. By the way, it's not just
leading
for Washington. It's a statewide thing too. What'd you say, Jen?
But look who's leading. Okay, so your two leaders in the House, Kevin McCarthy and Nancy Pelosi. Your two leaders in the Senate, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer. Aside from Kevin McCarthy, leave him out for a moment. Those people have been in Congress forever.
40 years. Yeah.
Collecting dust, collecting money, not doing really the bidding of the people, but figuring out the power.
Deadwood. It's Deadwood. They're all Deadwood. They should be stars in that old cowboy show. Deadwood. This is a career now, and if you go back to the founders of the country, it was supposed to be an honor, and you served a term or two, and that was it. You went back to working whatever you were you farmers or whatever, business people. But this is the real bottom line here is the influence of lobbyists, and all the special interest groups, the entrenched relationships that they have, not only with the elected officials, but with their bureaucratic buddies, the people that actually, remember we've made a theme out of this the last two or three weeks about who's really running the swamp, and it's not necessarily the politicians, it's the people who make a career out of working for this politician. Okay, he gets defeated, I'm going over and work for this politician. And those are the people that know their way around, that actually introduce the lobbyists and the lawyers to the candidates and then to the congressmen and senators to a lesser degree. But it's just they move so quickly from one office to another. Staff, they're the ones that do all the technical work anyway. So isn't that where the focus should be? Not necessarily just on, I think that's what I'm coming around to thinking, that the focus should be on getting rid of, or somehow or other, figuring out how to clean out the swamp.
And here's the thing. Part of it is that they make it, because we use parliamentary procedure, and a lot of times people come in and they don't know how to get things done, so that's why they have to be assigned someone who is part of the swamp to tell people how to navigate. Let's just make it easier. Or, how about this, hold our politicians to a higher standard. If they can't figure it out, they probably shouldn't be running the country, you know? I mean, if you can't figure out how to do stuff, then what are you doing in Congress? Come on.
You know, you're talking about how long those people have been there. Robert Byrd was in the Senate for over 51 years. The representative from Michigan, whose wife is now in his old job, John Dingell, he was from 1955 to 2015. He succeeded his father, who'd been there for 25 years,
and
now
his
wife
has succeeded. Yeah,
and it's been in the family for what? Let's go back to since World War II, before World War II, same family. Debbie Dingell. And then she was reelected again.
Where did it start, though? That like if the husband dies, then the wife gets the seat. Where did that doesn't that seem weird?
Not
like it feels
the
very,
case.
But it feels happens. Very like it would have made sense like back in the days when the Constitution was written, right? So if the patriarch of the family dies, then the wife who was also running the farm, the whatever, you know, would be qualified to step in and represent her own interests. It just seems like now with everybody having different careers, it feels weird that, you know, like just a wife who could be in any career just steps in and owns an office now. It's weird.
It doesn't always happen. It happened like for Sonny.
Name recognition.
Yeah.
Look at the
right.
Kennedys.
It happened for Sonny Bono. And,
yeah. Look at the Kennedys. So here's something that's interesting and changing. State legislatures that are adopting term limits. Montana, 8 years. South Dakota, 8 years. Nebraska, 8 years. Missouri, 8 years. 6 years in Michigan. 8 years in Ohio, 8 years in Florida, 8 years in Colorado, 12 years in Arizona, 12 years. So you have, in California, you have a state legislature that has term limits, Jennifer. I didn't know that.
Sort of. But there are a lot of people who are grandfathered in.
How do they get around it? Yeah.
Right. Some of the people who are already there before that get to stay. So it's kind of, we voted for term limits, but they aren't really there. It's very bizarre. Right. They find loopholes.
I like you. Well, that's interesting because I remember when Ted Cruz was running, I think Marco Rubio as well, they both were in favor of term limits until they got in there. They ran.
It's always the way it goes.
On
yeah.
term limits. And then, things have changed. Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Things have changed. And then there were those people
who finally have someone decent in office. You don't want to mess that up.
Yeah, we don't want to get rid of him. The Supreme Court, some people want term limits on that, too. Interesting to see how that goes. How many people know who Alphonso David is? Nobody knows.
Nope.
Okay, got one up on you. He was the president, was is the important word here, of the Human Rights Campaign. He advised Governor Cuomo.
No, this is a she. That was a woman, I believe, right?
Alphonso?
There was another woman who was the head of that.
There is, but this guy is the head of the LGBTQ branch of it. The human rights group. Anyway.
A lot of people stepped down related to Cuomo in that report.
So he's out because he advised Cuomo on how to handle his harassment claims.
Yeah.
Is that a hanging offense? I suppose it is.
I don't know. It's a lot of people are, you know, it's everyone's getting canceled. So I don't know. It's, you know, if you are a friend and you try to help your friend out, does that count as, you know, does that blur the lines into what you do for a living? Yes, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. It's very murky.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge was going to play Mrs. Smith, the television adaptation of the movie that starred Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, right? So they're bringing that to TV.
Yes.
Donald Glover was going to be the husband, Mr. Smith. She was going to be the wife, but apparently the two of them can't stand one another, and she left.
No, that's not true.
What's the problem?
No, they have had creative differences because they're both writing and producing the show, but they're still friends. They have been friends. That's why they want to do it together. But she's also on the Indiana Jones film. She's in that. So, and then he's going back to filming Atlanta, which is his hit series
TV
for
show.
FX.
Right.
So, from everything that.
Oh, come on. You ruined a good juicy story.
Well, it's not that juicy. I don't know. I don't like starting rumors that they hate each other. That's stupid.
Did I say? I didn't use the word hate.
You said can't stand each other.
It's good for Doug Dish. Yeah, right?
Yeah, this is actually that list. Thank you. Doug's Dirt. Doug's mm-hmm. Dish. There it was.
Yeah.
You followed it up. Don't forget, you can hear the DJV Show on demand and hear what's trending. Listen to the DJV Show podcast, the DJV Show podcast at DJVShow.com or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Yippee, 47 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Don't forget, you are in good health. A little therapy. You can get it on Zodiac Magic, the original podcast that I do with astrologer Laura Banks and psychic Mary O'Malley. Check it out. New every week at the same place where you get your other podcasts. Check it out. Zodiac Magic.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Barry Geller is here at 53 past the hour on the DJV program. The new book, Use Your Psychic Powers to Have It All. I just did. I didn't know that I did. And that's the beauty of having someone like Uri around. You are able to do what you don't think you're able to do without thinking about it at all. I guess that's kind of what the power is all about. Uri and I were just, when I started talking to Uri off air, we were talking about eating, and a man is speaking because it sounded like he was eating, and he was, and he's eating a vegan hamburger, and I'm now looking. That's the wonder. I think what's so fabulous about today and the era that we live in. You know, a lot of people decry the whole business of, you know, the world's falling apart, yada yada yada, and there are a lot of bad things in the world, but there are also a lot of good things in the world. And so now I'm looking at this picture of your one bite out of this vegan hamburger. And
amazing.
You and I have connected so well over the years. Maybe that's why this is easy. I don't even think about it. I just, you know, just kind of there.
I'd like to do maybe some interactive work today with all our listeners. Today, when I ask someone to write down my telephone number, do you have a piece of paper or a pen or a pencil? No
Both.
One uses any more pencils and pens. And
I always
paper.
Have a pen, piece of paper, and I always have a pen while I'm on the air making notes about everything. So shoot.
Yeah, but most people don't, and they all put your number into the telephone.
Do you know, Uri? Okay, let me give you an example. I don't want to get off track here, but I was talking earlier on the DJV program about the statistics of people who are not concentrating on living. They're concentrating not even on being, they're just here. 15% more people hurt, run over in pedestrian and auto accidents because they're on their devices. In a year, the number of accidents up 15%. If people are not paying attention to life, they're paying attention to these things.
Yeah, listen, here in Israel, probably elsewhere too in India, motorcycle riders, one hand on the steering, you know, and one hand
on the handlebar,
their ear holding a phone. People on mopeds and bicycles, all these latest new two-wheel accessories that you have to zoom from one place to other, they're all on the telephone.
Yeah, I mean, I digress, though, and get you off here.
Many of them don't even wear a helmet.
I know it. They don't. I get you off of what you were thinking. Excuse me.
Now, what I wanted to ask your listeners today is to remember a few little things. And this is what I'd like to start with. And it doesn't matter if you're not a good painter or you don't know how to draw. But if I'll ask you to draw an angel on a piece of paper, I'm sure everybody will draw a different angel. But once you finish drawing the angel, focus on this angel for 1 minute and say a prayer in your heart for someone in need. Because I do believe that that person will feel your prayer and will get your energies. Then also draw a heart, simple heart, and concentrate on this shape of the heart for 60 seconds. And send your positive healing energy and to your loved ones, to somebody anywhere in the world who needs it most. Everybody needs love. And I do believe that we're all attached to each other with an invisible spiritual thread. And you can send the power of love. Just focus on the drawing of your heart. You can draw a simple infinity sign. You know, that's the lying down eight, the infinity sign. You can focus on this symbol for 30 seconds and make a singular wish. You repeat to yourself, it will come true. It will come true. It will come true. So these are little exercises of affirmations that you can do while you're sitting anywhere. Instead of scribbling, you focus on the drawing that I just told you to draw. Mm-hmm. These things do happen. You're using your drawing as a tool for your mind to awaken your mind into the right position that you want it to be and to send that positive, important, valuable message to someone that needs it out there.
Use your psychic powers to have it all. That's the name of Uri's new book, asking you to release your Psi Force for your own health and wealth and success. Paperback that's on Amazon. And you also can find Uri's book, Learn How to Douse Using Your Intuition, at Amazon as well. Uri Geller with us, URIGELLER, urigeller.com, here on the DJV program.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.